Hello.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you opt in for a callback?
Yes.
Okay, well, can I get your zip code and your name so that I can locate an account for you?
Okay, 20904 Cote Chapel.
Okay, thank you for that. And you said the last name was Chapo?
Chapo, yes, Chapo.
Okay. I'm just looking for the account. I do appreciate your patience. Okay, so I'm not seeming to be able to locate an account by that name. May I ask the nature of your call today?
I'm trying to see how I could get my money back because I did not actually, it looked like I will charge for this item. First of all, I did not really order it. When I saw it was saying that I could only pay for the shipping. I did a survey and I said, okay, that I was that was eligible. They presented several items. They said, okay, I was eligible for this item. The only thing I need to do is to pay for the shipping. And a couple of days later, I see that I was charged 70, I think $76. I said, no, I'm not going to pay $76 for this item. No. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Mr. Chapo,
Yeah.
is it possible the account is under a different first name?
No, it's not a different person name. When I spoke to the lady last time, because I already called one time, I told the lady, she said that she could go ahead and cancel because it looked like it's something like membership, something like that. That way, I will not be charged anymore. Something, she canceled my membership. So she did cancel
Okay,
it.
and just to be sure I heard you correctly, you did say that the zip code here is 20904.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not populating an account with that. Do you mind giving me your email address? I can see, or if you have an order number, I can see if I can locate it with either one of those.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I think I have it. I think I still have the style. Give me a second.
Okay.
Vous êtes le piqueur. Mais t'as vu l'heure qu'il fait? Là, il est bientôt 16 heures. Ok, the order number is 6805 75001.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's still not pulling up an account with that order number. And what was the product that you ordered? What was the shipping and handling for the product that you ordered? What was that product?
I think he said that the earbud is white, earbud white.
Okay, because I tried with your zip code, your last name, and then your order number, and it's not pulling up an
Okay, all right.
order.
Let me say, okay, I think the order number and it has my it has my what's it called? It have my email address as a user.
Okay, what is your email address?
Okay, it's PEPIA bynbyatyahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure I have this confirmed correctly, it was P as in Peter, E as in Edward, P as in Peter, I, A as in Alpha, B as in Boy, Y at Yahoo?
Yeah, yahoo.com, yes, correct.
Okay, so it's still not pulling up in order, sir. Where did you get this phone number from?
What number? I have this number. The number I call is maybe we're not talking about the same thing. Is that an import direct gadget? Is that correct?
I would have to have an account pulled up to see what company you're dealing with, because we house over 400 different online vendors. However, if I'm trying to search your order and I enter your email, and I don't see anything or find any account, then I don't have an account for you. I'm not sure if you dialed the right number.
Yeah, because the number I dialed was not in 925. The number I have here is 855-832-5309.
Okay. So, yeah, if you want to try another phone number, you can. I mean, but I don't have an account located to be able to help you with your issue. I mean, I can definitely try to locate the order by the last four numbers of the card, but that would be last resort. And so far, I don't have anything with your zip code, name, email, or order number.
But okay, I think last time the card that I used was, I think she was having that issue also, but the number she have, I have was 2606. That's the card that I will charge on.
2606.
Correct.
Okay, let me see if I can look up an order with that. Do you remember the date that you were charged?
Okay. All right. Maybe if I have to go to my. Let me see if I could go to my credit card. Give me a second. All right.
Yeah, because even with the last four numbers of that card you gave me, I'm not locating any account with your name.
Well, that's kind of weird. So, yeah, but it's kind of, that's.
I would try to check your statement like you're doing and see if you can find another phone number that would be associated with that charge that you see, and see if you can contact that number with that charge. That should take you directly to the company.
Yeah, because this is the number I gave you, the 855-432-5203. It was on a package that they send the item with. It was in the package where they send that, and it gave me the address 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 22, 27, 102 North. The city is North Huntingdon, P, Pennsylvania, zip code 15642.
Okay, I don't know what that address is, sir. I'm sorry.
But actually, who are you actually? Because if I give this, are you also affiliated with that? I can't. This is unbelievable that I'm giving all this to campaign, but I
believe what happened, sir, is that you requested a callback from the wrong company. We don't have your information in our system, and if you have an order or a charge with our company, we should be able to locate that by you giving us that information that you already gave to me, but nothing is coming up. So I can't help you with the charge or see any order if I don't have an order to locate.
It's unbelievable.
I would try to check the phone number or maybe check your account to see if it lists the phone number for you to call that would be associated with that charge. That would be the best route.
Yeah, because I called the number where the item was shipped from. So.
All right. I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
I'm sorry. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.